start with this question.
Well, where is our initiate?
Okay, that's a good question. Всі кандидати, які будуть ініційовані, би було добре освітле. Едня нам давали на бруетле. Махабала. И пришел. Окей, не можемо стартати без них, і то є найбільше за них. Ке паше? Владо? Вакта Владо?
Ой, behind the scene.
Окей. Кто... Ашпин, блин. Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Paragamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaraganatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitangscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripat Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this morning we're departing slightly from the usual Bhagavatam class routine to have initiation. And so we are going to speak something on this subject in preparation for the rites of initiation. Initiation means reformation and transformation. Embodied in the idea of reformation are the four regulative principles that Srila Prabhupada has stipulated for devotees who take the commitment of initiation, taking shelter of Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the disciplic succession, becoming a member of the family of Vaishnavas. It's a great step. So he stipulated four what he called principles, regulative principles, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no eating of things like meat, etc. All of which are restrictions because we have tendency toward these things as conditioned souls, as liberated eternal servants of Krishna. We have no inclination for these things because our inclination is simply to serve the Supreme Lord with complete purity, in complete truthfulness, with full austerity and complete and unlimited compassion. Well, unlimited as we can be as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. So these are principles, which means they're non-negotiable. They are the principles by which we choose to live our lives, despite the fact that 99.999999999% of the people of the world don't appreciate or value or follow these principles. Nonetheless, we value them as such, as principles, as primary ways of defining what nowadays we call lifestyle. This is our lifestyle. So these principles are representative of or embody our notion of reformation, and then transformation is embodied in the vow and the practice of chanting the holy names: Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This deceptively simple mantra. I say deceptively simple because it is the opportunity, it is the means to perfect our lives, to transform our lives from material to spiritual, and to really make that transformation, this requires readiness to, Srila Prabhupada used to say, do the needful. Devotees are placing themselves in a position to do whatever is necessary in order to please Guru and Krishna. And sometimes this whatever is necessary is not so pleasant. Sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes there is austerity. Sometimes there is difficulty. Sometimes there may be even internal questioning. Why did I do this? Why have I committed myself to this? The whole world is asking us, why have you done this? Why should you do this? There's no need. So to accept this chanting of Hare Krishna, 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra every day, day in and day out, no matter what, is a great opportunity, and sometimes it's a bit of an austerity. Whatever the experience may be, we do it as a vow. It is also a principle. It is our non-negotiable principle. Whatever the world says, whatever the mind says, whatever the whichever way the modes of nature drift, we stay fixed in the shelter of these vows that we take, and we make these emblems of we. There is Devotees are not proud, but they are proud of one thing, and that is the instructions of the spiritual master. It is a bona fide thing to be proud of the instructions of the spiritual master. Proud in the sense that, yes, this is what I follow, this is what I do. What do you do for a living? I chant Hare Krishna. Well, not that we try to make money by chanting Hare Krishna, no. But what is my occupation? I chant Hare Krishna. I glorify the Lord. And glorifying the Lord is not something one does alone. As devotees, followers of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, followers of Srila Prabhupada in his society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we commit ourselves to being in the association of devotees, Vaishnavas, becoming ourselves Vaishnava Dasa Dasanu Dasa. It is a very glorious position to be the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. Gopi Vartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's declaration of his position. So what to speak of our position? We are servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dear followers. To do this, we need to work, and this work involves, as Prahlada Nandan Maharaj pointed out yesterday, proper hearing, and that means keeping our ears open for the truth of the message of Krishna and his devotees. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Pridoye Koriya Aikya Satatam Bajibo Prema Manje. By hearing the words Vakya of Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru, Pridoye Koriya Aikya, let them become a singularity, literally. Let them become one in my heart. And in this way, Satatam Bajibo Prema Manje, I can float in the ocean of prema. This opportunity is there if we keep ourselves to the process, as they say in German, Tag ein, Tag aus, every day. This is the opportunity. So, since there are four of us speaking, I will keep my comments short and we can hear elaborations or embellishments or deeper understanding of this theme from our godbrothers. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanande.
Is Mahabala here? Mahabala Rama?
No, he's here.
Huh?
He's here.
He's showering. He's here. Oh, okay.
Omagyana Tivarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Nulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Pasvatya De Siddharna. So initiation is not the beginning of Krishna consciousness, it's the third step. The beginning is we have some faith, some liking, Sadha. According to where we put our attention, our sad, then we get a particular experience. If we like that experience, then we want to find out more. If we don't like that experience, then we try to forget about it. So shraddha means somehow or another we like the experience and we want more. And in order to get more, we associate with those who have more experience in any field. But in our field, it's called sadhu sangha. Sad, again, means those persons who are interested in the eternal nature of the self. They've understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the one, as Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Knowing that everything comes from Krishna. So our little tiny intelligence cannot, you know, hits a very low ceiling when we try to figure out what that means. That all beauty comes from Krishna. We're a little bit about, I mean, even though we don't want to be the frog in the well, but that's our position right now. What does it mean that Krishna has unlimited beauty? He's a little bit more beautiful than Marilyn Monroe or someone like that. What does it mean? What does it mean that Krishna has unlimited power? That he lifted Govardhan Hill with his little pinky and held it up for 7 days? Is that the extent of his power? Or what does it mean that Krishna has unlimited fame? Few of us know about him, but as most people in this world, well, they'll say that he doesn't exist, but that's also a kind of fame. If everyone was telling you how bad, if the whole world was speaking about how bad we were, that's also a kind of fame. And what about knowledge? To think that Krishna is in everyone's heart and he knows everyone's name here, that's pretty good. Just if someone knew everyone's name here, not only everyone's name here in this birth, but in every birth we've taken for millions of years. That's quite impressive. And what about for everyone in Slovenia, or in Europe, or on this earth, or in this universe, in all the universes? What about every atom? He knows exactly where every atom has been eternally, since the beginning of all the creations. So think about that for a few hundred years and we might begin to make a little progress. So what does it actually mean? Our goal is actually Krishna. People are taking a stick and a little ball and hitting it into a hole, trying to hit into a hole, and they become glorified as great personalities, interested in the most important things of this world. They're interviewed on the television, they're consulted for about so many different things, just because they can take a stick and hit into a ball. I hit the ball into a hole. And if the devotees of Krishna, they try to concentrate their minds upon Krishna, people say, oh, you're a fanatic, you're wasting your time. Do something important, get a stick and hit the ball into a hole. So our goal is very great, and therefore we have to find out from those who are expert. And there's two different types of expertise. One is those who have knowledge of how to get out of the material existence, and those who have how to develop spiritual existence. There are two different types of expertise. Although the process may be the same, but there's just different phases. So therefore Krishna says, Machita machkata prana bodhyantash parashparam katayantas samam nityam tu shanti cha ramanti cha. Prabhupada said that the devotees, they're just like scientists. They get together and they discuss their experiments or their activities of how they've come to either tu shanti, which practically means how they become purified from the material modes of nature, how they've advanced from ignorance to passion to goodness. And then Ramanti, those who are liberated on the Brahma Buddha platform, how they've been cultivating the ruchi, the taste for the name, form, quality, and pastimes, to go from ruchi to asakti to bhava and prema, and that's the beginning of life, is actually prema. From prema we have sneha, then we have mana, and we have raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava, and then all the different stages of mahabhava. So prema is the beginning of life, of spiritual life, actual spiritual life. But of course, initiation, what does actually initiation mean? It means to follow the process of accepting authority in such a way that we'll be able to hear the knowledge coming from the disciple succession. The knowledge, if we heard it, we at once realize Krishna. Therefore, we have two different problems. We have a heart problem. Everyone in this world has a heart problem. Most people actually die from heart disease. But even if you don't die from heart disease, we have a heart problem. Our heart's in the wrong place. And we have a hearing problem. So we have to learn, if we can learn how to hear properly, then we can solve our heart problem. So this is the expert remedy for all our bhava roga, material disease. Therefore, in one sense, in our ISKCON movement, we have a process of accepting the spiritual master, taking initiation from him. This is part of our standard 64 principles given to us by Srila Rupa Goswami. But above that, the spiritual master, as Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu has stated, he's not alone. There is sadhu, there is shastra, and they're all supposed to be the same. There's only one super soul in everyone's heart. And the super soul has one opinion all the time. He knows exactly what everyone's supposed to do under all circumstances. He's not schizophrenic. He doesn't have one opinion in one devotee's heart and a different opinion in someone else's heart. And therefore, you know, yata tatapat. Whatever you do is alright. Now the whole idea is to find out, inquisitive, what does Krishna want us to do? And in order to do that, we have to have perfect connection with Krishna. Otherwise, we won't know. But if we don't have perfect connection with Krishna, then we do the best we can. Most of the time, best we can is quite all right. Because it's not very complicated. It's not that you have to be a physician, you know. When you're hungry, we don't have to call up the spiritual master if he's in Australia and ask permission to eat. That's more or less, it's not so complicated. But sometimes it is, especially in some deeper meanings of relationships with other Vaishnavas. It's actually not complicated, but we've made it very complicated, unfortunately, due to the fact that there's a tendency in the material world for competition. That's the material world. Everyone's competing. Tarzan is competing for Jane. Romeo is competing for Juliet. Mickey Mouse, well, yes, but Goofy's not a very big competitor. Yeah, Popeye and olive oil. Olive oil goes well with spinach. In any case, the material world is based upon competition. And ultimately that competition is arising out of lust, which is more or less sex desire. And it comes into all different things, greed, and all different manifestations of delusion, and bewilderment, etc., forgetfulness, loss of intelligence. So, Prabhupada emphasized cooperation in our society as a very important key. Cooperation, not cooperating to get together, just like in the modern society, your if we both have the same enemy, then we cooperate until we defeat him, our enemy, and then we fight it out between ourselves. May the last man win. Last person standing wins. Not that type of cooperation, cooperating for sense gratification, but cooperation in order to fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The spiritual master, he is actually not thinking, the actual spiritual master, he's not supposed to, and therefore we can say he's not thinking, that these are my, these are my disciples. Well, the generic spiritual master, it does not think, Shastric regulation in many of them, doesn't consider himself the spiritual master of his disciples because he doesn't consider himself the proprietor of anything. He knows that Krishna is the proprietor of everything and that he's Krishna's, trying to become Krishna's instrument. As Prabhupada said in one lecture in 1972 in the famous Nectar of Devotion series, that the spiritual master, he knows that actually Krishna, in his heart, he provides all the remembrance. And by good fortune, he has a spiritual master, so Krishna is reminding him of the orders of his spiritual master. And when his disciple or his follower asks the question, then it's by the grace of the super soul that the super soul is reminding him of what his spiritual master would like him to tell his disciple. In other words, he always, whatever he does as a service to his spiritual master. And therefore, when his disciple hears that instruction and follows it, then he learns from his disciple or follower how to become a better servant of his spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master never actually considers himself to be the spiritual master, but he considers himself to be a servant of his spiritual master, and ultimately he learns from his disciples, so therefore he even takes his disciples as a kind of instructor to him, how to become a better servant of his spiritual master. So in that way, then one is not entangled in the material concept of life. And indeed, whatever position we take, then we have to have that same conception. Therefore, Prabhupada understood, and Prabhupada's spiritual master understood, that in this age, not everyone is going to be a Mahabhagavat. As we've seen from our historical experience within ISKCON, those who have taken the responsibility, historical experience in ISKCON, not everyone is necessarily a Mahabhagavat. But because they're taking the role of service, because it is a service, therefore, although they may not be perfect, but if they give perfect instructions, and if someone follows those perfect instructions, then they'll become perfect. So the spiritual master, as Prabhupada used to say himself, he said, I'm not liberated, but because I'm giving perfect instructions, therefore I'm actually acting properly as my role. So the spiritual master doesn't claim he's liberated, but he claims that those who follow his instructions, they'll become liberated. And because he's acting on the liberated platform, therefore he's liberated. Therefore cooperation is necessary. Cooperation under the orders of our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We may not be liberated, but we have faith that the orders of Prabhupada will liberate us. They're coming from the liberated platform. And therefore, if we agree on what those orders are, what those instructions are amongst ourselves, if we discuss them and come up with the best we can, then the result is that if we follow those instructions, then we'll be acting on the liberated platform. And that will bring us to the platform of liberation. So the spiritual master, he's not alone, and therefore, although the disciple may take his the orders of his spiritual masters coming from Krishna through the super succession, because that's what it means. Still, we shouldn't be surprised that the spiritual master also has his authorities. Ultimately, every one of us is trying to come to the platform of thinking that I'm simply the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That no one should think that I'm the spiritual master, I've mastered everything, everyone else is below me, that because I've become a spiritual master, I've automatically, along with that title, Prema came to me, all the Vaishnavas came and surrendered to me, because I'm taking up that role. No, it's a service, and those who are taking the role of disciple, it is also service. And therefore one has to see the action, although we may see the spiritual master sometimes as a soul within the body, but also the super soul is there also. And as long as the spiritual master is giving the orders in the super succession, then he must be taken as a representative of Krishna, an instrument coming through our super succession of Krishna. And at the same time, he is acting as a servant under the institution that Prabhupada has created. So although the disciple may sometimes should think that my spiritual master is absolute, but if he shows that he's a servant of the other Vaishnavas, including the authority structure, we shouldn't take it as something restricting the spiritual master. How can be restricted by these managers? These lowly managers, simply trying to control everyone. No, actually the spiritual master, he shows how to be a master by showing that he's a servant of all the Vaishnavas, even the managers, and what to speak of everyone else. So the managers within our society, they're trying to help make arrangements for the preaching to go on. There's no role of manager independently of assisting the preachers. There's no purpose of having a horse unless you have a cart that you're trying to pull. Similarly, without the preachers, the meaning of the Hare Krishna movement can't spread. So our main thing is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Pradesh Amar I Ga Guruhana Tari Desh. He's instructed all of us to become guru and to preach. And the gurus who give initiation, they're meant to encourage their disciples to work cooperatively to preach within this ISKCON movement. And the managers try to make the arrangements to facilitate that cooperation. And at the same time, everyone has a responsibility within our society to be guru and spread the Hare Krishna movement. Everyone has the responsibility to be servant, whether one is GBC or guru or incarnation or whatever, avatar. One has to have the attitude of service, of serving all the Vaishnavas, and learning how to serve them by taking the instructions of the most superior Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, and under his guidance, under his protection, learning how to cooperate so that there is no conflict either between the managers and the preachers or between the devotees who are, working within our society, or even we should avoid conflict outside society as much as possible so we can go on and focus on our real business is to convince everyone that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whatever energies and talents we have, we should use them in a cooperative way, in a united way, to utilize them to spread the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruvai Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupkada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushruti Devi, Pranamami Hari Priya, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advait Gadadhar, Sri Vashadi, Guru Bhakti Vinaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, Diksha. Divya Jnanam Tato Dadyat Kuryat Papasya Sansayam Iti Dikseti Saprakta Desikai Tattva Kovidai. Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami Pad. He is defining Diksha as Divya Jnanam Tato Dadyat, that one receives the transcendental knowledge upon initiation. Divya Jnanam Tato Dadyat. What is Divya Gyan? Divya Gyan means three things: Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Sambandha means to link up to the whole disciplic succession and ultimately to Krishna. Sambandha with Krishna. And the Sambandha is defined by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. So, initiation means to make one understand he is Dasa Dasa Dasanu Dasa Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayur Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Special Krishnira Nitya Das, to become a servant, the servant of Krishna. So Sambandha, relationship with Krishna, relationship with material world, relationship with Vaishnavas, spiritual master. To understand this, my relationship with everybody and especially with Krishna, Guru and Vaishnavas. So this is a Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan also includes my relationship with material world, meaning Maya. How Maya is acting on me and how I can get rid of Maya. So this is Sambandha Gyan. And then Abhideya. Abhideya means process by which I can attain my supreme goal, which is Krishna Prem. So Abhideya means devotional service, bhakti. Bhakti means it begins with hearing and tongue, ear and tongue, tatsunu. One has to hear from spiritual master, learn to hear. And of course Prabhupada is our eternal instructing Siksha Guru. We can hear from him also, not also all the time. So hearing starts with hearing process. Abhideya process starts with hearing. And then Sevan Mukhehe Jivha Adho. Adho begins with Jiva, means tongue. Sevan Mukhe Jivado Swayameva Spuratyada. So tongue, we have to use our tongue to glorify Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So greatest glorification is His name and pastimes. So that's what tongue is supposed to glorify. Especially name. So on initiation, we get the empowerment to chant the holy name. So this is a process. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakhyam, Dasyam, Atmanivedanam. And Sakala Sadhana Madhye Sresta Navavidha Bhakti. Krishna Prem, Krishna Ditte, Dhare Mahasakti. Tar Madhye Sarva Sresta Nama Sankirtan. Niraparadi Nam Laile Paye Premadhan. So, out of all processes, chanting the holy name of the Lord is topmost process. So, today, some devotees will get the holy name to chant. So, one may say, the holy name chanting does not require any spiritual master or rules and regulations, niyamita smrane, na kala. But in order to quickly achieve the desired success and goal of life, which is Krishna prema, we need this. And that's our initiation for chanting. So, Divya Gyan means Sambandha, Abhideya. So, we'll get the process today, Abhideya. And then Prayojan. If you follow strictly the process, then we will attain pure love Krishna, which is Prayojan, which is the topmost goal of human form of life. So, Nitya Siddha, people may say, I have a love of Krishna in my heart. But why do I need initiation or a guru? So then, the verses, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sabhya Karunai Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karayudai. So, Sravanadi Suddha Chitte. The process of reawakening dormant love of Krishna is Sravanadi, hearing and chanting. So for hearing and chanting we need initiation. It is there, Krishna prema is there in our heart, but it is dormant. We have put it into neutral gear. It's not awakened to the fullest extent. So we have to get the process, Abhideya. So when we reawaken our pure love for Krishna, automatically we love His creation, especially Vaishnava Samaj, especially Vaishnavas. And Vaishnava means three things. Definition of Vaishnava is that he takes an initiation into Vishnu mantra, and then after that he worships Lord Vishnu. That is Vaishnava. And then preaches on top Vaishnavism. So that is Vaishnava. So, Divya Gyanam, sambandha avideya prayoja divya gyanam tato dadyat kuryat papasya sansaya. And that he puts an end to his sinful life. So, of course, on the day of initiation, Guru takes away all his sinful reaction. But further, he should not commit the sinful reaction, sinful activities. And for that, there are four regular principles, which puts an end to four biggest sins in the age of Kali Yuga: illicit sex, gambling, meat eating and intoxication. It destroys all four legs of bull called dharma. So, not just four sinful activities we have to curb, but along with it, all the sinful activities we have to put complete stop. No sinful life anymore. And if you commit sins after initiation, then Krishna puts it into the reserve. And when somebody deviates from Guru's instructions or Krishna's instructions, then Krishna gives it back, that reserve, in manifold. So we have to be careful. Kuryat papasya sansayam. We have to put end to our sinful life. Iti dikshati saprukta desikai tattvakovidai. So this is the definition given by tattvakovidai, learned scholars. So, this day, the biggest vow is that a disciple takes his guru's instructions to his heart, surrenders to a guru, diksha kale, shishya kare, atma, samarpan. So, samarpan, diksha means offering oneself at the lotus feet of Guru. I am the menial servant of my Gurudev. So, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasyena sevaya upadesyantiti jnanam jnaninatta sadarsina. So, pranipat, pariprasna and seva. This is a qualification, the chief qualifications of a disciple, that he surrenders totally to his spiritual master and inquire from him submissively and render service. Service has to be rendered. So this is samarpan. This is surrendering process. And by that, a person gets connected, linked up with Krishna, with sampradaya. With guru means guru and guru parampara, so many acharyas in disciplic succession he is getting connected to. So this is a very, very unique, most exalted occasion of one's life. It is even bigger occasion than the marriage ceremony, where they spend so much energy, money and management and everything. So this is the biggest fortune one gets in his life, and that is diksha. Without diksha, And it's cheaper than wedding. Thank you, Maharaj. No, it's not cheaper than wedding, believe me. Diksha should be whole life. I mean, sorry, dakshina. Dakshina should be whole life. So it's not cheaper. You consign yourself at the lotus feet of Gurudev. Yourself. Atma Nivedan. Diksha Kale Shishya Kare Atma Nivedan. Not money Nivedan or other Nivedan than Atma. Means Manasa Deha Geho Yoki Chumure. That is Atma Nivedan. It's not cheap than marriage. Looks like it is monetarily. Not even monetarily, one is supposed to give fat dakshina to Guru because he has accepted us. My time is almost up. So I wanted to say many things about Diksha, but I'll stop here without joking or anything. It's a serious matter, and it connects us. That's what I was talking about. Connects us to the whole sampradaya. It's a very big fortune actually to get connected. Prabhupada says it's like a dog tag. A dog with the tag is connected. He has a master and whole thing behind it. And no dog tag means street dog and problems and problems. So dog tag means connected. So Diksha makes us connected. It's a big fortunate occasion. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Agyantamidam Dasya Gina Jina Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swam Patantikam. So, my topic is second initiation or Brahminical initiation. But before I enter into that topic, I'd just like to say one thing. And this is important. This is something Srila Prabhupada would practically say in every initiation ceremony. Initiation means beginning. Where before we actually make that step and accept in a formal way the shelter of the spiritual master, we are practicing Krishna consciousness to come to that stage. And therefore, ultimately, what we're doing is preparing ourselves to take full shelter of Krishna through his representative, the spiritual master. So all of you who are sitting here, who haven't come to that, what we say, stage of formal initiation, you should be thinking, what do I have to do to prepare myself and to ultimately qualify myself to come to that stage? Because the goal of life is prema pumartha mahan, is to love Krishna. That is the, we might say, ultimate goal of life. There are intermediate and smaller goals which are meant to help us and assist us in reaching the ultimate goal. But the real goal, and we might say the only goal, is to come to pure love for Krishna. That is the purpose of our existence. So this initiation in our society is understood in two, what we say, processes, first and second initiation. And as you make advancement, you're expected to take on more responsibility. Prabhupada said, you make advancement in spiritual life by how much you take on responsibility to serve Krishna, to serve the spiritual master. So when we get the opportunity to take that second initiation, that means we're taking on more responsibility. And therefore we have to be more responsible for what we're about to accept. Just like when you are young and childish, foolish, it's natural, normal to be like that. And so nobody really notices it so much or makes an issue out of it. But when you get grown up, you're older, your responsibility to act, when we say properly and for the benefit of others, becomes a focus in your life. And if you fail to do that, then in one sense you're condemned or you're criticized. So as we make advancement in spiritual life, we're meant to take on more responsibility, and that responsibility means that we have to live up to that responsibility. So here's a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 11th chapter, verse number 21. Samo damas tapal sao cham santosa shantir arjavam jnana daya chutatma tvam satyam cha brahma lakshanam. Similar to the Bhagavad Gita verse, and it says the symptoms of a Brahman are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness, and the verse ends, complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada's purport is very short, and he mentions at the very beginning the institution of Varnashram. Then he goes on to say, the ultimate aim is achyutatvam, is to always to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. And then he ends the purport by saying, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahmana with the above mentioned symptoms. So, and we find this also in the Bhagavad Gita, that it's encouraged that one comes to the platform in execution one's devotional service of goodness. The platform or the activities within the mode of passion, activities within the mode of ignorance, are somewhat counterproductive and either selfish or destructive, self-centered or destructive. Qualities of the mode of goodness, such as mentioned here, and many, many others, such as tolerance, humility, pridelessness, respect for others, are conducive to the process of, what we say, advancement in devotional service. So, in accepting the second initiation, one has to not only see the responsibility that comes with the service, but simultaneously and regularly cultivate these qualities, which are the qualities of a Brahmana or the qualities of a Vaishnava. And these qualities make one actually, what we say, pleasing in the eye of the Lord and in the eye of, you know, people in general, all the Vaishnavas. And the main quality here is complete surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To cultivate these qualities without cultivating the mood of complete surrender is more like an external show. We see in the material world, people also try to develop good qualities because they know that having good qualities means I can further my happiness in the material world. So a devotee doesn't simply develop good qualities, but he develops good qualities as a means to serve the Lord and to please the Lord by that service. And these qualities are what we say characteristics of the pure soul also. So we make in practicing devotional service, these qualities are important, but especially surrender, complete surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead by surrendering to His representative. As we heard from all the speakers here, everyone emphasized that point, how important is surrender to the spiritual master. And surrender to the spiritual master means surrender to Krishna. There's no difference. although maybe the entities are seen separately, but they act as one. The spiritual master is the external manifestation of Krishna to act on behalf of Krishna, to accept service on behalf of the Lord, and to give guidance and instructions coming from Krishna, coming from his spiritual master, for his disciples, and for others, of course. So, in cultivating devotional service, we cultivate these qualities, and we also cultivate the mood of complete surrender. And Prabhupada said that the most important characteristic or quality is obedience. My spiritual master is wrong, but he's right. That's a tough one. Practically speaking, or maybe empirically, observing a situation may cause someone to not completely understand. But, and Prabhupada gives the example of his own spiritual master, wherein they were in Calcutta. The devotees had got a new building, Bagh Bazaar, marble temple, nicely arranged, couple floors to the temple. Before, they were living quite simply. But at one time, a snake, somehow or other, climbed all the way up to the second floor. So everyone got alarmed. Snake, snake, what to do? And people were running, trying to think about, you know, how to get the snake out. And Bhakti Siddhanta happened to come out and said, kill the snake. So, and of course, our Srila Prabhupada was there, and he saw that, and then he questioned in his own mind, the Guru Maharaj is asking to kill another living entity? This doesn't sound right, because a devotee by nature is what we say, always the well-wisher of all living entities, even those in lower species of life, and therefore they're ahimsa, nonviolent. So he doubted that. But then later on, he didn't criticize his spiritual master, but he was questioning his own understanding of the situation. A little later on, he wrote in the seventh canto that the Vaishnavas take great pleasure in seeing snakes and scorpions killed. And then he accepted that after reading that verse. So sometimes we may not understand the instructions. But one thing we should understand, and this is very important, with the instructions comes the empowerment. Sometimes we feel unable to or unqualified to accept a particular instruction. We may question the nature of the instruction, but never question ultimately surrendering to the instruction. And when we surrender to the instruction, we become empowered to carry out the instruction, because the surrender part gives us the empowerment. Before we're not surrendered, that's why devotional service is impossible for people to understand it who are not practicing it, because they see it as ordinary activity. They don't see behind that activity is the mercy and empowerment of the Lord and the spiritual master. So in accepting our position in devotional service, cultivating these qualities, but in cultivating the mood of surrender. And Prabhupada also said, actually, every verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I think Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu pointed this out, that it's all about devotional service. Coming to that platform, the instructions of the spiritual master, of all the philosophy means to ultimately to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We may question for clarification, for understanding, but surrender is the principle. And in the qualifications of a brahmana, one has to exhibit, one has assumed, we assume that these qualities are already being cultivated by a person who is accepting that particular, what we say, position. And what is the most important qualities of a brahmana? It's mentioned here, one of them is forgiveness. Or as Prabhupada gives the word-for-word translation, he says, shanti. Shanti. And then he says, what does it mean? Unagitated by anger. Unagitated by anger. So a devotee by nature, a Brahmana by nature, is always, always forgiving. So practice devotional service, cultivate these qualities. It's not simply about position. I really, really appreciated Maharaj's explanation that, you know, the role we play is not really our identity. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati points that out very powerful. He says anyone who thinks he's a guru is a guru. Guru means cow. So, are we a brahmana? Are we a kshatriya? Are we a lady? Are we a man? What are we? Gopi Bhatra Padaka Malayor Dasa Dasa. That's our only identity. Because all these other roles that we play will always change. And anything that changes is considered to be what we say in the category of untruth. Truth is something that is never changed by circumstance. So our real identity is servant. So whatever position we have or whatever responsibility we have, and the more responsibility we have within the role of a position, the more we are required to carry out that. So therefore these different services we take on or positions means greater service. That's all it means. That's ultimately means. So we might say, sometimes they say, who is the best servant of all? This may be a little bit away from the ultimate understanding, but they say God is the best servant of all because he's serving everybody. God, of course, God is the Supreme Master. Ekala Esha Krishna Asa Brita. He's not really a servant. But take it from another position that he is serving all living entities constantly and perfectly. So he is the best of all servants. And Krishna wants to see himself as a servant, so he becomes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to experience the role of a servant. So therefore, and he also explains by this verse, Gopi Gopata Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudas, the glory of becoming a servant, of the servant of the servant. So accept the responsibility, accept the position, cultivate the qualities, and cultivate the mood of service. A devotee becomes happy by service. A devotee becomes happy when he can associate with other devotees, chant the holy names, serve the Vaishnavas, and discuss Krishna philosophy, engage in kirtan, chant and take Krishna prasadam. These are all moods or activities of a Vaishnava in the role of a servant. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Zdaj bomo